Building to begin on bungalows. A social housing organisation and its partners will start to build six new independent living bungalows in the Calder Valley in an £800,000 scheme. Work on the Calder Valley Community Land Trust six homes at Walsden will be let at affordable rent to local older people and is in partnership with Todmorden-based almshouse charity John Eastwood Homes and Calderdale Council. It will give the Trust a boost after ambitious proposals to build a range of affordable homes at the former High Street land opposite Bridge Lanes in nearby Hebden Bridge were rejected by the Council's Planning Committee last month. The Walsden project is the first development for the Trust and, as such, represents a real landmark for the organisation, said Secretary Andrew Bibby. He added, "We're delighted to have arrived at the point where we can demonstrate that community-led housing actually delivers results. The new bungalows will be energy efficient, cheap to heat, and designed to meet the needs of older local people. There will be homes which we know will be much loved by their residents." The Trust, set up under the terms of Todmorden resident John Eastwood in his will, already operate 12 similar bungalows in Walsden, whose popularity had proved that there was demand for this type of property. John Eastwood Homes trustee Chris Barker said, "We know already how much demand there is for bungalows like this in Walsden and Todmorden. We are thrilled that very soon another six bungalows will be taking their first new residents." The development, which will cost about £800,000, is being funded in part from the reserves built up through prudent financial administration by John Eastwood Homes, in part through government grants made available through the Homes England Agency, and also through other grants and loans. The Quaker Housing Trust is contributing £45,000 in loan and grant finance, and around £60,000 is being lent by local people investing in the CLT through a community share issue. Calderdale Council is also making a grant in exchange for nomination rights. Homes England has also supported the project during the planning of the scheme.